Welcome to The Dark Ones Season 2, Pitch Black. Chapter 9. Van Helsing's coy grin greeted Dracula, Griffin, Renfield, and the creature as they entered his sewer lair.
Welcome. It took you long enough.
Van Helsing.
What's he doing here?
You have nothing to worry about. In here, at least.
I should have known.
That's right, you should have. But you didn't. The hunter laid the trap and you took the bait.
I did.
You really were the linchpin, Invisible Man. This whole mummy ordeal, you couldn't keep yourself away.
I couldn't.
All I needed was a little muscle. Someone that knew the city well enough to keep things moving.
The Phantom.
I'd been grooming him for a while, and how convenient that he wanted something I could provide.
Christine.
Shame, really. I truly thought your goodwill would have saved the girl over the Phantom. Alas.
You won't get away with this.
Don't you see? There's nothing to get away from. It's already here.
We can handle whatever you throw at us.
I know, and I planned for that too. There was one thing I didn't throw at you. I kept it for myself, safe and secret until it was ready. This is your downfall.
That's a lot of talk and not a lot of answers.
It was your ambition, Count Dracula. You, all of you, fancy yourselves do-gooders. You truly thought you could save your friend and make a difference. Quasimodo, that hunchback, thinks he's this city's savior, but I know better. I know you all for what you truly are. Trophies for my mantle.
Well, that's enough of that. Dracula?
Speak no more.
Oh, yes, but watch out. There's this.
The disc.
Sure enough, Van Helsing was holding the last remaining piece of the sun disc.
That makes sense.
Careful. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Griffin, take it.
Is it rigged to explode?
I'm afraid I'm out of explosives.
I'm familiar. I'll just take this.
It's a good thing you brought the rest.
Did we?
He knows we didn't.
Alas, a shame.
That's okay. We still have him. We could even bring him back to
Don't say it. Don't give up our position.
Right, sorry.
We have him because he wants us to have him.
That's not true. The creature spotted him.
We've missed his puppet strings before. Don't doubt these ones.
You flatter me.
Why would he want us to capture him?
The same reason he gave up Griffin and the Phantom. There's a bigger fish.
The mummy.
What do we do?
I think Nefertiti might have a few thoughts about that.
Griffin?
I already told you, my friend, this is over my pay grade.
Look, the disc is glowing.
That's why I didn't need it anymore. She's going to want that.
Enough out of you.
Whoa.
He's alive. I just couldn't stand him much longer.
Fair enough. I think it's best if we rendezvous up above and see what that is.
Where are you going?
I suppose we'll see her around later. Dracula, take that vile monster hunter. Let's see what sort of twisted things await us.
The sky was blood red over Paris. Despite the rising sun, light was being sucked out of the city by a sandstorm that appeared to be omnipresent. It was still early, and most Parisians hadn't risen, let alone noticed the bizarre scene. Amongst those awake were Quasimodo and Ella, who watched in terror from a riverside rooftop.
All right, so, that's...
My city!
I was gonna say not good, but there's that too.
What evil is this?
I would be willing to bet it's...
The mummy.
Buddy, do you want me to speak or not?
What about the Phantom? Or Griffin? We still haven't found Renfield.
Calm down, all right? We'll take care of this.
Oh, will we? What's out there?
I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. We don't know.
We don't know yet. We'll figure this out.
You don't know that.
Listen, Trust me, all right? I'm the first one to doubt these sorts of things, but we need to keep it together. You, me, Dracula, Griffin, we've got this.
Oh, and who are we? A bunch of freaks thinking we can make a difference.
Not even close. We're the ones who are going to save the day.
You're right. I'm sorry for losing my head.
Happens to the best of us. Hop on. I doubt Frankenstein's monster is handling this well.
Hop on to what?
The city has bigger fish to fry than me.
Yeah. All right.
The sandy atmosphere grew thicker with each passing moment, effectively blocking the sun completely. But Ella kept a firm pace through the alleyways along the riverside and back to Notre Dame.
All right, now I saw a wolf.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Finally.
Ella.
Hey, buddy. Good job watching the Phantom.
He say, bad coming. I look outside. Bad is here.
We are aware.
Listen, we can't sit on this. We need to get back out there.
Well, I agree.
Is that Van Helsing?
In the flesh.
Tie him up, Dracula.
On it.
I see you all had a productive time looking for the disc.
You have no idea.
Christine!
Oh, no.
Be careful with her, Renfield.
We need to make her better.
We've done what we can. She's lost a lot of blood.
No.
Now's not exactly the best time to do this.
Have some heart.
Do you even still have a heart?
How dare you!
Enough! Let's focus on defeating the mummy and not each other. How very dramatic of you.
I'm not!
Relax, please. Where's the rest of the sun disk?
Here. Look, they're all glowing.
They're connected too, like magnets.
Great, we've got a glowing old clay disk.
Her soul lies in this disk, which means that her body is somewhere else.
The source of those massive explosions might be, I don't know, the answer?
It's coming from north of here, near the Arc de Triomphe. It looks like that's where the sand is coming from.
All right, let's go there.
That's it? No sage advice?
Working on it.
What about the Phantom and Van Helsing?
I no watch anymore. I go. I fight.
No, you don't need to. Take the Phantom and Van Helsing.
What if they evil?
Well, we'll be ready for it. No need to second guess ourselves any further.
Well, what about Christine?
She's safe here. She'll be sorted as soon as we figure the rest of this out.
All right.
Outside, the gusts of sand had settled into a bizarre, hazy red atmosphere. And the Parisians had taken notice. The streets were flooded with concerned citizens, all questioning the phenomenon.
What is this?
The sand! I'm breathing it in!
Our heroes noticed this too. The airborne particles were thick and made even simple movement difficult.
This sucks!
Cover your face. Don't breathe it in.
Fine.
We won't make it for long unless we do something about this.
I think I can.
Dracula phased, just shy of transforming his form. Instead, he created a swirl of vampiric energy around him, expelling the sand and creating a safe bubble.
Stay close.
All right, vampire tricks.
Are you sure you're okay?
Being undead has its perks. I don't need to breathe.
Well, fair enough.
They continued walking along the river, eventually breaking off to move down the Champs-Élysées until they reached the iconic roundabout where the Arc de Triomphe stood.
This is the place. Look.
The sand underneath the arch swirled together as if under the influence of some unseen magnetic field. There was little doubt that this was the center of it all.
That'll do it. Are we fighting sand or?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the source of the shaking.
Something's coming out of it.
A figure was born from within the swirling sand. The fine particles came together into a humanoid form. First, its feet, then legs, waist, torso, arms, and head. Its clothing was worn and ancient, bearing only some of the original designs and colors. Its skin was almost entirely covered in tattered rags, allowing for glimpses at the rotted flesh underneath. A deafening silence followed. This thing, the mummy, took a deep breath, its first in a millennia, and opened its eyes.
This isn't good.
Those eyes were immediately threatening, empowered by an ancient spirit, one that gave her supernatural life. A 3,000-year-old quest lie behind those eyes, which locked onto its targets.
Can we kill it now? It's not moving.
No, it's been dead all this time. The last thing it wants is some simple attack.
To be fair, the last thing any of us want is some simple attack.
That's beautiful.
Are you crying?
We're witnessing perhaps the most ancient revelation to ever have happened in the history of the planet. Forgive me if I'm a little bit emotional.
Are you going to be emotional when that thing is beating the ever-living snot out of us?
We don't know if it's dangerous.
No, Ella's right. How could it not be dangerous?
Well, we don't know what it wants.
Power, death to the living, an immortal king.
Those aren't good options.
All bad. I hit.
Don't hit it. Look, it's just standing.
Staring at us?
I don't like the staring.
Let's surround her. Just get around the roundabout.
What about bad men?
Just cover their mouths, tie them to a tree out of sight.
I tie. Good.
Dracula, can you clear out the plaza?
I can try.
Good. We'll try reasoning first.
Yeah, see how that works.
Dracula expanded his circle to include the entire roundabout, allowing for each member of the party to take a corner.
Move it in.
They stepped in, closing the circumference of the circle.
What now?
Yeah, what's the brilliant plan?
All right. Can you hear me? Do you understand me? We mean you no harm. This is confusing, I'm sure. The world is different than you know. These buildings, our clothes. But that doesn't mean we're bad. Or wrong. It's just different. And time will do that to... well, just about everything. Except you. Look at you standing here after all these years. You've beaten it. And that's incredible. It truly is. We understand what it means to be incredible, to beat these uncertain odds and to stand out. Some of us have taken it the wrong way, but we're all here. And we're trying to help you. We're trying to help others. And that's all this is.
I don't think it worked.
But then, the mummy moved. Her ancient limbs cracked and groaned, but life came crawling back into them. She extended her arms and rose into the air, where she hovered just a few feet above the ground. She looked around, taking in her surroundings. And then she spoke.
I am Nefertiti, Lady of Grace, Mistress of Upper and Lower Egypt, and the rightful ascendant of Aten. I am returned from eternal slumber to achieve what is rightfully mine. Omnipotent power and conquest over this mortal plane.
Listening to The Dark Ones Season 2 Pitch Black. The Dark Ones is written and produced by Ryan Blewett at RYBLEW on all social media. Contact The Dark Ones by emailing contactthedarkones@gmail.com. Thank you and have a nice night.